Okay, if you would turn to Acts chapter 5, please. Verse number 1. But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession, and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. So right now, they sold a very valuable possession for money, and then they go and lay part of it at the apostles' feet. And in verse 3, but Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and keep back part of the price of the land? So then they kept back part of the price so they could look better, which probably, never mind. But to look better in front of their fellow Christians, because I'm sure a lot of people, they sold a very valuable possession to they sold a very valuable possession and gave all the money to Christ. So I'm sure a lot of people thought they were very amazing Christians, that they would do that. But they lied about it. And in verse 4, well, it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all of them that heard these things. So, second point is, they had no respect for God's house because they lied in it. And they didn't just lie to man, but they also lied to God. And verse 6, and the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing that was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me, whether ye sold the land for so much? And she said, yea, for so much. And Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. So not only did her husband lie, and it wasn't just him, it was both of them. And they both conceived against God. And they both lied to him. And then, I guess my last point, kind of short, they brought it upon themselves. They didn't just give the tithe. They sold their possession and said, here it all is, but it wasn't. It was only part. And they didn't have to sell. God didn't tell them to sell it. They just did. So they could get more money, I guess, so they can be greedy. And then God killed them for it. And I guess that's all.
Alright, y'all can remain seated. As we turn to hymn 50, There's Power in the Blood.
Would you loose me from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you o'er evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious of the Lamb.
stillness filled the heaven on crucifixion day. Some say it rained, I don't know if it's true. I can just imagine 10,000 angels cry. That would seem like rain to me too. The angels all stood ready to take him from the tree. They waited for the words from his voice. And when he asked the Father, why hast thou forsaken me? They watched the Savior die of his own choice.
You would turn to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 3. We'll be starting verse 1. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura. In the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent to gather together the priests, the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. Verse 4. Then a herald cried out aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and the other one, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up, and whose falleth not down and worshipeth it, shall the same hour be cast into the midst of the burning furnace, fiery furnace. Therefore, at the time when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, sackbut, the rest of the music, all the people of the nations and the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore, at the time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said, O King Nebuchadnezzar, O King, live forever. Thou, O King, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the music shall fall down and worship the golden image, and whose falleth not down and worshipeth it, that he should be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O King, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. They would not bow. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they took a stand. They would not bow. Because, see right here in verse 12, there were certain Jews, there were three of them. Because three men took a stand out of 1,000. It says he gathered all the people, all the rulers, all the princes, all the people. But there were three. There were three certain ones took a stand. Let's read verse 12 again. There were certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee, nor served thy gods, nor worshipped the golden image which thou hast set up. And what courage these men had. I mean, this is tremendous courage right here. Right to the face of the king, they said, they will not bow. Basically, the king said, you bow or you get thrown into the furnace. And his men came and said unto the king, there's three of them, just three out of thousands. That they came and said it, and they said they will not bow, neither do they serve your gods. That, just step back, you know. That's, wow, I mean, that's a... Amen. I think we can learn something from these guys right here. Amen. I mean, that's a stand. And let's keep on reading here. Verse 13. Then Nebuchadnezzar in his rage and fury commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Now he's mad. He said, bring them before me. You know, bring them here. I'll show them something. Verse 14. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now ye be ready, that at the time you hear the sound of the all kinds of music, and fall down and worship the images which I have made. But if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the burning furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Well, he gave them another chance. He wanted them to bow. He wanted his way. He wanted them to do what he wanted. And I can see him there. You know, he said, you know, just bow. I can see him saying, you know, just take a knee. Just go down to your knees. Just go to your knees. Just bend a little bit. Just compromise. That's right. Just compromise. Just do a little bit. Just come this way just a little bit. And let's read verse 16 now. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. For if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. You know, I got something there that I just wrote down because I got a little excited when I was writing this. And it says, shout glory right there. It does. It does right there. That's something else right there. They took a stand in the face of death. A stand they did not care if they would die. They said, we will not worship your God. I want to be like that. I'll tell you what.
Amen.
Verse 19. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that seven times more than it was wont to be heeded. Then he commanded the most mighty men that were in the midst of the army, were in his army, to to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Verse 22. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame and the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. He's so mad and furious that he tied them up right there with everything on, their hats, their garments, everything, just grabbed his two mightiest men and said, throw them in. And when they cast them in, they were dead, his two men. But it says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego fell in the midst of it. And they didn't die. I got another one right there. Another one right there. I was reading it, man, that's exciting right there. They didn't die, they didn't burn up. Verse 24. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished. And rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. They took a stand, and they got cast in the fire. And sure, they thought they were going to die. I mean, they had faith that, you know, God would deliver them. But at the same time, they were willing to die. They were willing to be a sacrifice, willing to be a martyr for the cause of Christ. They were cast in, and God was there with them. All because they would not bow, they would not bend, and then they would not burn. That's all I got.
I was thinking about that just a moment ago. I'm not going to preach behind them. You know, they preach the Word of God. They don't need me to preach right behind them. I just thought about the two messages, how they work together. Dylan said, it's amazing how some people are so bold to willfully lie in the face of God. And we shake our head in amazement at people who will do that. Christians who will just blow God off like He's nothing. And then you've got individuals like Caleb was talking about who said, King, I don't even have to think about it. That's not even something I need to pray about. I'm going to serve God no matter what, even in the face of death. We need both examples to look at. You lie in the face of God, God will have His day. You stand up, God will have His day. Amen. Thank you, guys. Good job, both of you. Good job. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Let's pray together. Our Father, Lord, maybe they weren't lengthy messages, but they are. It was Your Word. And Lord, we can take truths home tonight that will change our lives. And there may be somebody in here tonight who may have been tempted to treat you spitefully, to esteem Your holiness in a small manner. They may esteem Your holiness low. There may be some folks in here tonight who live in such a way that we willfully just trample on the blood of Christ. And maybe our testimony is not what it ought to be. And Lord, I pray that before the hand of judgment and chastisement comes down upon us, Lord, that we'll choose tonight to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and that we're not going to bow, we're not going to bend, and we know that in the end we will not burn. We may have to go through the fires, but because we're going to take a stand, You'll be with us. Father, I pray tonight if there's anybody here whose heart You spoke to, and possibly there's somebody who's never been saved, Maybe if they died, they're not sure where they'd go. Maybe they know for sure they'd go straight to hell. I pray, Lord, that you would open their heart tonight and help them to know that they can have a Savior and they can have a home in heaven. I pray tonight you'd work in hearts. In Jesus' name, with every head bowed and every eye closed, no one looking around as we just have the music play for a few moments. If the Holy Spirit of God spoke to your heart, you come.